I told my friends I was going to do this because I thought it'd be kind of cool experiment because I don't really believe in random. I thought, well, you know, I'm just going to put my name on that thing, and if for some reason my name comes up, I'm going to have to think of a story because the chances of that are pretty rare, don't you think? So kind of been fixated on the notion of random my whole life, really, even in my artwork. And so I thought, okay, I'll do this thing, and here I am. It's crazy. So I do have a holiday story. It was kind of a random thing, actually. I have to give you a little background on it. Growing up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, if you were remotely athletic, you played hockey, not basketball, hockey. And, of course, we all did, all my brothers and I. And my middle brother played goalie. And I remember many games I had to stay and watch him because I was the older brother, and we'd come back on the bus. And meanwhile, he's playing goalie, and every now and then a puck would come up and hit him in the head, and I'd be like, oh, Jesus, you know. One game, and this is back in the 60s when goalie masks were those Freddy Krueger kind, you know. It's just plastic with a little bit of foam. So really all it does is stop laceration. It's not going to really stop a major impact, right? So it's just about high school, I guess, ninth grade or so. And this big kid, this is like a playoff game, this big kid comes down and he winds up and he takes a slap shot, hits the guy's stick and goes straight into my brother's head. Just knocks him out. Bam! On the ground. My mother goes, Timmy, you go down there and see if he's okay. So I go down there and he's out of the game. He can't even play the game. He was literally unconscious. They take him out. They put the second string goalie in. Okay. Fast forward 15 years maybe, 10 years. It's New Year's Eve 1979. And I'm back. I don't live at home anymore. I'm back from graduate school visiting. My parents are gone. They're in Las Vegas. And my younger brother's having a big old party. It's I can remember this talking head, Psycho Killer. 1979, that was a big album. And I don't know, it's probably 11:45. It's getting late. Everybody's having a great time. Pretty loaded. The phone rings. And I don't really pay any attention to it. And a few minutes go by, and my sister comes down. She goes, get the phone. I'm like, okay. Pick the phone up. It's an ambulance. It's a doctor from a hospital or one of those med tech guys calling saying, your brother's in an ambulance on his way to a hospital. What happened? Well, he's been in a really severe car accident. I don't really know. All I know is that the hospital here does not have a brain surgeon, and they can't treat him. Okay, right. Now that's an interesting way to top off your evening, isn't it? So I thought, what the hell am I going to do? This is in Wisconsin, about 60 miles away. So I thought, okay, get in the car. So I called him back and I said, can you tell me anything? I mean, like, what is he going to be okay? We don't know. I mean, this is before cell phones and all that stuff, so you really had to wait a little while to get information. So I jump in the car. Go to the hospital where he's at. Takes me all night. I'm just exhausted. I get to the room, and I walk in the room, and there's my brother laying in the hospital bed, and his eyes have actually swollen out of their orbit. Have you ever seen that? It's just bizarre. It's like these balls, like a cartoon guy with slits like this. I'm like, holy shit. And he was tough as nails, my brother. Hit all the time. I mean, you know, I said, are you okay? He goes, oh, I'll be all right. So I go out into the hallway, and I'm standing there pacing back and forth. And I don't know if you've ever talked to a brain surgeon before, but I actually got to talk to a brain surgeon. Right? The guy comes out, and he goes, you John's brother? Yeah. He goes, you know, peculiar thing. He said, I got a couple of questions for you. I said, well, but is he going to be okay? And he said, well, yeah, you know, he might be blind. He might, you know, lose eyesight in both eyes, maybe just one. He's definitely going to lose his sense of smell. There may be, you know, this, that, and the other thing, but he's going to be okay. I'm like, Jesus. Right. Okay. Wow. So I go down to the waiting room. I hang around for a little while. I come back up again, and he said, oh, by the way, Tim, there's one other question. We did some more x-rays, and I think he's actually going to be okay. There will be some partial color blindness. There will be maybe some loss of smell, but pretty much okay. He said, but I got a question for you. He said, he was about an eighth of an inch from being a paraplegic. I go, what do you mean? He goes, I don't understand. On his forehead, there was this incredible buildup of calcium on his skull. And I said, any other normal person, this would have snapped. He would have, you know, would have gone right to the corpus callosum, I guess. I don't remember the word exactly. And, you know, zap. He'd have been, you know, way different guy. And he said, but the way it stands right now, it's going to be okay. I said, Doc, you can thank hockey for that. I said, he got bashed in the head a bunch of times, and you know, literally in the forehead. And he goes, well, that's where that extra calcium came. Is it really random? I don't know. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Tim. Tim Thompson.